Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just kind of spoke about the $908 billion stimulus package. And, you know, I want to just call it the $900 billion stimulus package. In radio and in media, we don't really, you know, bring up the extra numbers. But $900 billion versus $908 billion, that's an extra $8 billion. So you're going to hear us say $908 billion. We're not just going to say 900 because that extra $8 billion is kind of a lot of money. And just quickly to recap, bipartisanly, we've had legislators on both sides submit this package, even though Nancy Pelosi and who's heading the House and not Chuck Schumer, he heads the Senate, but Mitch McConnell, who's heading the Senate currently, they really haven't, from what I understand, really progress talks with the stimulus package. People want to know, are they going to get their stimulus check? Is they going to get, you know, some extra unemployment benefits each week? So from what we understand, of this $908 billion stimulus package, $288 billion will be funneled through the, if it gets approved, the payment, the Paycheck Protection Program. That was what small businesses could apply for to help keep their staff on the payrolls, keep paying some rent. Originally, it wasn't enough to handle the rent, and they kind of now kind of shifted the percentages because rent is so very expensive and supplies and insurance, etc. So $288 billion would go to that. $160 billion would go to state and local governments because states are really in trouble, especially those states that have had lockdowns. If there's no money coming in, you know, and there's no tax dollars and people aren't spending money and buying things and, you know, renting rooms, states are in trouble. $180 billion would be, for that relief, they might add $300 per week supplement to each unemployment paycheck. So rather than the $600, they're suggesting $300. And that was originally brought up by Trump, where he said it would be a $400 total with $100 coming from each of the states to kind of have the states have some skin in the game so hopefully they wouldn't close down. But it looks like it would just be $300 and the states wouldn't be required to throw in the extra money unless, of course, they wanted to. And then contact tracing would get about, I think, $16 billion, $8.2 billion would go into education, $4.5 billion into transportation, and allocate funds for rental insurance, child care, and broadband. So, yeah, now that kids are, you know, kind of now chained to their desks and to their computer for learning, people that don't have broadband, doesn't make a lot of sense. So, no stimulus check, from what we understand, is being suggested. So, that stimulus check that many people got earlier in the year, they were hoping to get some more relief, probably not. What is, though, on the table, and it might not happen until President-elect Joe Biden, if things do move forward and he takes office, might happen, is a $10,000 student loan forgiveness. Now, there's been a lot of debate. It's kind of a hot topic. Should Joe Biden just wipe out all student loans? Should Joe Biden ignore it and use the money for something else? So when I heard that what might be coming from the Democratic Party is the $10,000 forgiveness of the student loans, it looks like kind of a nice compromise. You make some promises during your campaign. You get the younger base all riled up and excited. Are they going to get relief? But we've talked about why even Democrats and Republicans have criticized that move is because the average person that goes to college is not the family that is in the most trouble right now. And so if we had to choose between rental assistance and the food stamp program or childhood broadband access in low-income communities or helping a college student who had to borrow money to go to dental school with their student debt. You know, which population are you trying to help with these funds? You could really get a lot of people to bipartisanly agree, and you'll get a lot of support if we're helping the poor and those in need. College students, some are poor. Trust me, I was a poor college student. It sucked that I had to work and I waited tables and all that, you know? But, I paid off my loans. I feel good about it, but I didn't have to pay a lot of high student loans. I went to in-state school. So, and it was a public school. So there was funding that allowed me not to have to spend $400,000 for my medical school education. Between working and what I got with loans, I was able to do it for under $100,000. Now, true, that was about a couple decades ago, but I love the idea of, you know, in-state schools still getting that funding so they don't have to overcharge for tuition. Many students talk to me about how ridiculous their tuition has become and what they're spending on. And we know that universities, you know, have some cush salaries and, you know, they spend money for trips and, you know, education and things like that. And you know, if it's government subsidized, they need to have a little bit more transparency. When it's a private institution, you know, they have more privacy because they're not asking for government funds. So stay out. Leave us alone. But unfortunately, what we're seeing in terms of the cost of kids trying to get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a doctorate degree, the prices are pretty ridiculous. So one concern I have when it comes to wiping off student loan debt or doing an Obamacare for colleges where we'll pay the colleges their premiums, the colleges can just keep on racking up their numbers. They can just keep racking up their prices. So the in-state schools, I look at what they're charging, and I think a lot of in-state school tuition, when I look at it, is pretty reasonable. I really think it's pretty reasonable. When you start looking at out-of-state costs, when you start looking at private school costs, yeah, it gets pretty, pretty high. So I'm a fan of there being some sort of reform on some of these ridiculous costs. I mean, look at how, you know, many schools went online and the students couldn't even enjoy the campus, and all those fees that they were supposed to be paying for campus access they didn't get, and they still had to pay. They weren't getting refunded. So I think there needs to be some reform done. But the $10,000, it's only going to help maybe infuse, you know, a few hundred dollars here and there per person to the economy. Might not be as big a bang of a big return of investment. 1-877-9-DOLLY, don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The lame will lead, tongue will speak, and the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know?
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So early on in the pandemic, right, there were a lot of memes out there, right? And they were talking about how couples are, you know, like lining up to go and get divorced. In fact, they were talking about in China how people were, you know, lining up to get divorced because they had to be locked down. As soon as the lockdown was open, you know, the first place people went wasn't a restaurant or a movie theater, it was a divorce attorney. And, you know, joking aside, we realized that people spending time together could possibly stress the marriage. Also, if you were, let's say, in an arena where you had dalliances and flirtations and, you know, maybe some innocent trysts, not that any tryst is really innocent, and it you don't have that anymore, and you're at home with the spouse, if there were, let's say, crutches you were using to kind of get through your marriage, and you don't have them anymore because, you know, you can't have somebody flirt with you and kind of make you feel sexy, or, you know, you can't have that, you know, guy friend on the side or girlfriend on the side. Again, I don't condone any cheating, but, you know, somebody that's like, well, you know, they're a buddy, I could talk to them, I could feel good about myself, but I'm not leaving my spouse. Those things aren't happening for people, and some of you guys have been very, very honest and open with me on how your marriage has worked this whole time, and when those elements were taken away and you didn't get to have that, oh, I can't wait for, you know, the staff meeting, or, you know, I can't wait for the business trip or whatever, you kind of face some hard realities that you were maybe possibly kicking the can down the sidewalk. If that was the case, your marriage has some major issues and you probably should have gotten help months ago. Then we have the groups of people who never really spent this much time with their wife or their husband or partner, all right? And then they are stressed. They're stressed about money. They're stressed about the future. They're stressed about not being able to see family. That's if they don't get to live with family. I mean, if, you know, you and your spouse were, you know, kind of held together by the glue of your kids, and you haven't been able to see your kids for 9 months because of travel restrictions and COVID, you don't really kind of have that glue. You aren't really that family. And so we're definitely having people consider, you know, divorce, but not for the reasons that you think. And I caution everybody, all right, before you make any decision to please talk to somebody or please get some counseling, okay? This is not the time to make any major decision. You know, it's very, very interesting. I trained under, one of the doctors I trained under was a Dr. Joe Hardy. He's a state senator. And he was he's a family doc. And when I trained with him as a student, when he would counsel people on depression, he would say, now look, okay, for the next few weeks, you know, while we're starting to treat you and get you help, I don't want you buying a car, I don't want you selling a car. I don't want you buying a house, I don't want you selling a house. I don't want you getting married, I don't want you getting divorced. And he would give this speech that really made a lot of sense, because when you're down and out and in a funk, you might be like, you know what, to heck with it. I'm going to tell this person off, or we're done. Or you're going to make a decision that might not be, you know, when you are kind of the most, you know, when you're as clear and have the clarity you need, you know. On the flip side, this isn't just a few weeks. We are going into 9 months, and people have been thinking, well, look, you know, I think the marriage was already falling apart before. We're not happy. We're miserable. You know, because some people have asked me for a divorce attorney name. Some people have asked, you know, if I knew any counselors, things like that. And I'm glad you guys are seeking counseling. I think it's crucial. I think a lot of people need counseling, you know, whether it's for alcoholism or whether it's for eating disorders or whether it's for just the depression and the funk. But, you know, marriage is not very easy. Marriage is not easy at all. And I've never been divorced. I've had fights with Corey. Oh, man. We've had some real doozies, you know. But I'm with him because I love him. He loves me. And I, you know, you always think to yourself, well, you know, you could do better. You could do better. I know I can't do better than Corey. There's nobody better than him. You know, I mean, he's to me a god in that respect, and I don't know if he'll take the same of me. Y'all know I can't cook and do a lot of things that I should hopefully be able to do, but there's people out there going, but you know what, I could do better. You know, it's interesting. One of you is a fan of The Crown, and you were watching The Crown, and you were watching the Diana, Princess Diana and Charles, and their ups and downs with their marriage. And one of you had asked me, they go, but look, you know, when a marriage is falling and then you try to kind of rejuvenate it, you know, is it inevitable? Like, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. Or once, you know, you think you fall out of love, are you completely falling out of love? That's hard to say. You know, because we don't really interview those couples that have been together for 75 years. when we do, it's always the same answer. Oh, I love them. They were the love of my life. Well, yeah, everybody says that. But behind closed doors, I mean, there were probably some plates thrown and, you know, there was probably some, I'm out of here and, you know, screw you guys, I'm going home sort of thing. So, you know, I don't think people have been very, very honest because they don't want to be honest in front of their partner. They don't want to, you know, say, look, sometimes the person drives me crazy. And maybe that's kind of what we need. I've spoken about this. Maybe what people need to talk about and be more open with is how many times you can't stand the person you're living with. Now, okay, when I would have heard that before I got married, I'm like, well, if you can't stand them, then you don't marry them because that's going to be a problem. But what if that is normal? You know, one of my sons, I love both my sons to death, but one really got on my nerves one day. And I'm like, move out already. You know, and he looked at me like, you know, you really don't want to live with me? I see ya. Okay. Yeah, now, I love him to death. I would love to still live with him. You know, he's not the most ideal roommate. You know, but he ticked me off, and I'm like, go already. I mean, you know, who's keeping you here? Go. Now, we made up and everything, but, I mean, how many times in marriages have you, you know, have you told the person, we're out of here, we're divorced, we're done? The problem is with most of my friends, you know, what I've seen is when they have brought up the D word, it is inevitable. And these are kind of the numbers and the statistics we kind of need. If you guys are having issues and you don't really want to be with the person anymore, there's nothing really about them you like, you know, you kind of prefer to be away from them, that's something you need to kind of bring up to a counselor. And some people have asked, when is it that you are looking at the grass is always greener versus when is it not meant to be? Well, if you're going to think about being divorced, you can't think about being with somebody else. Okay, I can't tell you how many times people will flirt, people will pretend they love you, whatever, so you're like, oh, I could have a life with them. No. If you're going to plan on divorcing somebody, it's because you would rather be alone in a room for the rest of your life than be with that person. If you hate that person so much, or they beat you, or they cheat on you, or they're the biggest jerk, or you really can't stand them, and you would be perfectly fine in a studio apartment somewhere, you would be on cloud nine being away from them, that to me means you're ready to leave that person. But if you're thinking, well, you know what, I really like, you know, that guy there, and he's single now, and he looks like he'll take me out, and I'll get to go dancing, and I'll get to travel, and no. That's not when you decide on a divorce, because 99.999% of that time, that rebound person, or that person you're leaving somebody with for, isn't the person you're going to stay with. Now, there have been others. I mean, if you look at Charles and Camilla and Diana, you know, Charles went to Camilla. So maybe that was a love that was meant to be. They were always supposed to be together. And I do believe in the meant to be. I believe that some of us are really meant to be with somebody and we just aren't with them. And sometimes the timing is off. And, you know, but those are really rare cases. So, should you hold off making a decision for divorce? Absolutely. During this pandemic and with the way things are, absolutely. However, for those of you that are getting through this, all right, that means your marriage is stronger than you think, and bravo. So use this coronavirus pandemic and the stress and the not knowing if you're going to work, or, you know, governors at a light switch closing down your place of business. You know, if you guys are able to survive this and you still want to be with each other and you still love each other and you guys form a team, that is one hell of a good sign you have a strong marriage. If you are considering divorce, this is the time to talk to somebody, see a counselor. Be careful with some of these marriage counselors, because anybody that gangs up on you, that's not a good marriage counselor. A marriage counselor has to be objective. But you could definitely seek counsel and get some clarity. But I would just hesitate making that decision just yet. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying at a Republican-led Senate hearing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We continue to work to implement the historic CARES Act with speed, efficiency, and transparency. But our job will not be complete until every American gets back to work.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, is good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything that's going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, USA Radio News. Georgia's Secretary of State says a recount is moving along, but the state's largest county is causing problems.
We are approaching 50 counties being completed so far. The largest still out is Fulton, and again, we're seeing issues there.
Brad Raffensperger accusing the county that's home to Atlanta of cutting corners and committing multiple errors.
Instead of following the procedures that my office and the vendor laid out, Fulton County once again cut corners. The biggest one being he backed up the election project on the server itself instead of on an external backup.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court following the campaign's requested recount to uncover fraud and abuse in the state. The suit alleges illegally altering absentee ballot envelopes and counting ballots that had no required application. The campaign saying these actions affected no less than 221,000 ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I get from many frustrated people, again, skeptics, people kind of trying to piece together what happened here with COVID. And it's something that I think a lot of us can embrace and agree on is I don't think COVID showed up on U.S. soil January 13th. I had a feeling that something was going down in December. When I had heard there was a virus in China And I was, you know, patients were calling in, and I was overwhelmed. I mean, we were just busy with calls and people thinking they had the flu in December of 2019. It was, though, after I did my predictions, okay? Because I did my December 2019 predictions. I had no idea about COVID at the time, okay? Because that was very early December. But I'm like, gosh, you know, this sounds like flu. Kind of sounds like a bad flu, but yeah, shortness of breath, get yourself to a hospital, get yourself tested for flu. No, I just need the Tamiflu, write me the Tamiflu. And, you know, with telemedicine exploding like it did, I'm grateful. I've had, you know, jobs in telemedicine, and telemedicine is fantastic, and I work for a few companies, and they're fantastic, and they treat me amazing. I am, you know, kind of concerned that people won't go and get a test done, which is why I keep arguing that we need at-home flu tests, just like the at-home COVID test, because it makes us telemedicine doctors' lives easier, and then we don't misdiagnose. But in December, I was like, you know, are you sure you don't have what's going on in China? You know, can you just go and get a flu test so we know? And many of them didn't, and, you know, if you could get your medicine from home without having to go to an urgent care and spend that money, I get. That's why people love telemedicine. So we didn't have a lot of people go and get tested. So I figured that it was around. I also wouldn't be surprised if we had it during the fall. I think we've had COVID way before. I think I had a pretty bad cold in November of last year. It might have been that, you know. I mean, I know I didn't show up for antibodies, but if it wasn't that bad an infection, I might not have made antibodies. Or by the time I did get myself checked for antibodies, the antibodies that they already wore off. Even though most antibodies are supposed to be permanent, sometimes you just don't boost up enough immune system or the immunity wanes. So what happened with this latest headline is the Red Cross has been collecting blood. And apparently, I believe the CDC tested some of the samples taken between December 13th of 2019 and January. And they found antibodies to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, or the COVID-19 virus. Now, as you know, Red Cross, Vitalant, blood banks are able to test our blood for antibodies to see if we have been exposed to COVID. And if we do have antibodies, we could then possibly donate plasma to help those in the hospital. There's been some back and forth on FDA approval and, you know, if it works. Some studies say it doesn't. FDA has approved convalescent plasma. So I'm hoping I finally turn up antibody positive so I can start donating plasma, because I love donating blood and I want somebody to get my plasma. I think people really need a Dr. Dahlia infusion. Dr. Dahlia Crazy Juice infusion with a Jack Chaser. I think they'll really enjoy life and have some gigglies and have an affinity to chrome and glitter. But when I hear that antibodies were detected on blood from December 13th and it takes a few weeks to build antibodies, that to me is proof we've had it in November. We've had it sooner. So then the next question people had with this headline is, all right, well then where the hospitals overwhelmed? Where were all the quote-unquote COVID deaths? What about the ventilators? And I want people to just calm down before you start getting too skeptical, okay? We don't know what exactly happened last fall. I do understand that it has been very, very concerning that death rates all of a sudden started to go up, you know, in America, and we were running out of ventilators and running out of space in the hospitals. And if COVID was here in the, you know, in the early winter or late fall, why didn't doctors notice that, you know what, we have a weird COVID illness? We have something different than flu. Well, in China, there was a doctor that did that. When this all started in China, I forget the doctor's name, he's no longer with us. He had on a message board to other doctors, he said, look, guys, in the ER, this is what I'm seeing. And this is like nothing else I've seen. And he alerted other doctors to that. Now, I noticed that last year, flu season was kind of rampant. I noticed that, you know, some people were having respiratory failure and respiratory issues. I don't remember on any message boards or guys, you know, look out for this is what we're seeing. I don't remember hearing a lot of that until January. But I do have friends whose family members died of a real bad pneumonia. That's what it was called. It was called a real bad pneumonia. So if we want to know how deadly COVID was, we could look, because remember, we weren't putting COVID on the death certificates. back in November and December. We were allowed to in January and February, and I understand why the CDC made that move. Because, again, if you didn't have enough tests, and it looked like COVID and sounded like COVID, you could put COVID on there. Just make sure when you report it to the news and report it to everybody, these were assumed cases and not actual 100% confirmed cases. But if we want to know what the death rate was of COVID, and we have proof that there were antibodies in blood that was donated, you could trace back where that person was from. So my blood, right, that's there. I mean, there's barcodes and, you know, they know my birthday. They know my blood type. They, you know, so, they, I mean, they could trace back where I live, roughly what I was doing during that time. You can look at my Facebook and you know exactly which restaurants I went to because I always try to promote the restaurants and support local business. So, I mean, you can pretty much know where I was back in November 2019 if, let's say, my blood did show up positive. So you could do that for people. And then you could look at their zip code and look at their nearby hospital and find out how many cases had really bad pneumonia. It's not that hard. Or had respiratory failure. Or had blood clots or strokes. And if the numbers were far above what we were seeing normally for that year, and I mean, if we had samples, it would be great to test, but if we don't, we could assume that, yeah, COVID was deadly all along. I am a little concerned that we don't have as good of a number system, or shall we say, a transparency of the numbers. If somebody has a stroke, that's logged. Okay, there's data out there. If somebody had pneumonia, that's logged. If somebody had blood clots, if they had blood clots, if they had respiratory failure, if they had congestive heart failure, if they had a heart attack, those are logged. There is a way for those to be logged, and hospitals are pretty good at doing that. I am, though, as concerned as others about, well, can somebody show us what those numbers were? Now, I do not remember in November and December of 2019 anybody saying, guys, we're having a crap load of strokes. We're having a crap load of people having blood clots. Or we're having a lot of bad pneumonia. Or some real weird flu. I don't... Now, it might have happened, and because there was so much other news, or Trump might have tweeted, maybe the media just covered that. That's the problem. You know, we need the media to listen to a doctor and then put that out there. And if it's not a sexy story, or if it doesn't, you know, progress the narrative, it might not get covered. You know, the CDC brings stuff up all the time. It gets a headline every now and then, but, you know, nobody's going to be like, ooh, oh, wow, what does the CDC say next? Well, now they're doing it with the pandemic. So my question to the powers that be is, now that we know and we have actual proof that COVID was here in the United States because there are antibodies of people that possibly didn't leave the United States, were here in the United States and got antibodies to COVID, what were the rates of blood clots, pneumonia, respiratory failure? So we could get a little judge of when the deadly pandemic started. Then, if it turns out that the death rates only skyrocketed once flu kicked in, well, then we could maybe assume that flu has a huge, you know, play with this, or a huge role when it comes to morbidity. Or we could then look at, did the virus mutate? But I do think we need some questions answered now with this new information. 1-877-DOCTOR. Once again, what could be singing?
Da-da-da-da-da. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bells will be ringing.
Christmas. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some good news, guys. We got some good news. There is a blood test for Alzheimer's that has actually gone on sale. Now, isn't FDA approved yet? Insurance might not cover it. But apparently a doctor can order a blood test to see if you have Alzheimer's. C2N Diagnostics is currently selling the test called Precivity AD, selling it in Europe and in many states in the U.S., with the exception of California, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, and Rhode Island. The blood test would be used for those who are over 60 years old and who are exhibiting symptoms of Alzheimer's. So how does it work? Well, according to the website, it relies on precise and robust quantitation of amyloid beta 42-40 ratio and detection of the apolipoprotein E proteotype, equivalent to the apolipoprotein E genotype in blood samples, using C2N's proprietary mass spectrometry platform, meaning it picks up two markers of Alzheimer's, or two markers that we have seen be pathogenic for Alzheimer's, and it's done by a blood test. Now, how much does it cost? Well, at list, it's about $1,250. Medicare doesn't cover it for now. Insurance companies don't cover it for now. Apparently, the company is trying to work and negotiate where they could. Most of the time, insurance companies are going to want FDA approval. You know, because again, if they have to spend that kind of money, you know, insurance companies aren't really the most excited about, adding benefits, because, you know, if they can't raise the premiums, you know, how are they going to absorb the cost? And we have a lot of seniors who are older than 60 who, you know, not that you're a senior if you're like 62, 63, but, you know, we have more seasoned people out there that would probably all want to run and get this test. I would. Well, I'm the age, so we might see a little bit of hesitancy, especially if there's no FDA approval. Once FDA is approved, this might be something pretty good. Currently, if somebody did want the test, they can't just get it themselves. A doctor has to order it. And then there are some financial assistance programs through the company for people who want to pay for it. You have to, I guess, show them their income, which, by the way, that is very, very underutilized. If ever you guys can't afford a medication that insurance doesn't cover, or if you have a high out-of-pocket copay or deductible for it, contact the company. They have coupons. They have discounts. A lot of, just don't forget to do that, okay? If they say no, they say no. But it doesn't hurt to ask. You don't get it if you don't ask. Now, some of you are thinking, gosh, $1,250 is a lot of money. Well, currently, how we diagnose Alzheimer's a lot of times is PET scans. Well, a PET scan can cost $4,000 or $5,000. So this could save some money. So 5.8 million people in the United States currently suffer from Alzheimer's. CDC believes that 14 million of us will be affected in the next 30 years. Now, why? What's happening? Is it all the metal? Is it aluminum? Is it, we're surviving longer. I mean, you know, we don't really have a lot of data, or the data we need, because in the 70s and 80s, you know, in the 90s, we were having heart attacks. You know, we were having, cancer. We weren't surviving as well as we do now. Now people can have heart attacks and be back at work 2 weeks later, or cancer and undergo chemo and do fine. So because we're living to ages that we used to not live to, we are seeing more cases of this. Now, Alzheimer's used to be the fifth leading cause of death. Now it's dropped to the sixth leading cause of death. Number one is heart disease. Number two is cancer. Number three is chronic lower respiratory disease like emphysema. Number four is stroke. It used to be number five, but now accidents have taken over. So, and then comes Alzheimer's. So accidents, and I believe accidents might also include like overdose and things like that. So most people don't really get diagnosed with Alzheimer's until they're over 65. That's kind of when we start to see many symptoms. But there's over 200,000 people currently in the United States that started earlier onset Alzheimer's. Now, I've told you guys my theory. I think we, you know, have a lot of sleep apnea. We don't get enough oxygen to our brains at night. And if we could increase our air and our oxygenation that gets to the brain at night, I think we could slow that process down. But many of us cannot sleep with the CPAP. Many of us don't get tested for sleep apnea. Even if we don't have sleep apnea, if we notice our oxygen falls in the middle of the night, and a lot of times it does, what if we, you know, give ourselves oxygen? I just think that could help. That's just me. So what is Alzheimer's? Well, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. It's a progressive disease where our brain loses function. And we see memory loss with it. And you get these abnormal proteins that build up in the brain, the beta amyloid and tau. And the plaques and neurofibrillary tangles kind of build up with the nerve cells, and then the neurons can't communicate with each other. It disrupts the communication. Your memory starts to falter. Many people affected with Alzheimer's will lose the newer memories first and then progressively the old ones, which scares a lot of us because a lot of us will go to a grocery store and we'll go, wait a second, what did I come in here for? That happens to a lot of us. I'm not saying you have Alzheimer's, but unfortunately short-term memory loss is kind of the first to go. So the brain is very dynamic, it's very complex. So if somebody has Alzheimer's, it's not just about the memory. They can have personality challenges, you know, or changes where people are like, gosh, you know, you're just not fun to be around, or why do you get grumpy? Well, you know, when your brain's not, you know, communicating as well as it should be, you might not lack that control or that filter. You have difficulty completing tasks, which used to be kind of easy for you. You might start to socially withdraw. You might not, you know, people might bug you more, or you might not want the interaction. Your moods may be more labile, where you get, you know, sadder quicker or more angry quicker. You might misplace your keys more or your glasses. You might lack appropriate judgment. Yeah, I'll sleep with you. I'm married and you're married. You might have issues with problem solving. You might have problems understanding spatial and timing concepts. Like, oh, I'll make the red light, I'll make the light, I'll make the light before it turns red. And the person next to you is like, you have at least 100 yards. What are you talking about? So how do you tell if a family member could have Alzheimer's? Well, you know, if they lose their way driving home, they're like, look, I'm lost. Most people have GPS, but not a lot of seniors use it. And if they're like, look, I don't know where I'm at right now, that's an issue. If they don't dress themselves appropriately, they always have their zipper down or their buttons misdone. And they're like, you know, Dad, you always zipped up before. What's going on? If you notice, they avoid family gatherings. If that's the case, then I would have been diagnosed 20 years ago. If they get angry for no apparent reason. If they offer a young baby something that that baby could choke on, and you're like, Dad or Mom, what are you doing? The baby can choke on that. That could be a sign of dementia. Caucasians comprise the majority of the cases. We are seeing more African Americans, Hispanics. In a recent study, we also noticed that sometimes difficulty with speech, changes in vocabulary, problems speaking or saying what you want to say. You know, many people have asked me, does Joe Biden have Alzheimer's? I don't know. I haven't done a PET scan on him, you know, or done this blood test or whatever. But, you know, when people start to lose and forget things, what they say, they have aphasia, it could be a sign. If they have difficulty writing something down, you know, and they can't conceptualize it, if they have difficulty reading, they don't comprehend what they read. If they have exaggerated confidence, like, oh, I got this, and they don't know what the hell they're doing, then they might be overcompensating. Well, I could run the country, but yeah, you know. Anyway, so to diagnose, we might rule out thyroid issues, do some blood tests to look for vitamin deficiencies, a lumbar puncture where we take some fluid from your lumbar spine. We might do a CAT scan to make sure you don't have like a stroke or a mass or another reason for it, MRI brain scans, neuropsychological tests, and then the amyloid PET scans. Do we have a cure yet? No, we don't. We don't have a cure, but we do want to make sure you keep your diet healthy, weighed down, exercise, control your blood pressure, blood sugar, and get tested for sleep apnea. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.